They could use a little positive economic spin in Ireland. The government's announced a 5-year austerity program. Unemployment has soared to 11%, twice what it was a year ago. The Irish economy, once dubbed the Celtic Tiger, has lost its bite. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Dublin.
There's still some construction in Dublin, including here in its southern reaches. But it's just an echo of the property boom Jamie Bergen remembers so fondly. Just a few blocks away, Bergen stands before a high-rise complex built by the firm he used to work for.
This was actually quite a favourite one of mine because it actually came through so quickly. It was 6 weeks and we got permission, and it was right at the beginning of the peak of the boom, so property prices were going through the roof.
That was just 3 years ago. Bergen was 29, making a six-figure salary, taking skiing trips and buying two properties. Then the boom went bust. Bergen lost his job last year. Now he's having a hard time finding work.
It's tough. It's very difficult to get past or even get called for interview. I haven't been called for interview for any job yet that I've applied for.
Ireland's property bubble came on the heels of expansion driven by foreign companies moving in, investing and hiring. That led to more migrants arriving, driving up the demand for more homes. The cost of living and salaries were steaming ahead. The global financial crisis brought all that to a halt. The Celtic Tiger has been defanged. Economist Peter Honohan of Trinity College welcomes now the era of another altogether tamer animal.
And the Irish hare gallops ahead for a while and then stops and takes a rest. Well, this isn't a very comfortable rest, but we've had that sort of stop-start situation. I think the hare is a better image than the tiger.
This most uncomfortable of rest stops has also hurt the nation's banks. The government has already guaranteed bank debts and all depositors' accounts and will take over so-called toxic assets, a risky proposition that could cost taxpayers billions. And while other countries have chosen to try to spend their way out of recession, Ireland has just introduced an emergency budget full of spending cuts and tax increases. Honohan says Ireland has little choice, given the country's deficit may reach 14% next year.
For sure, what the Irish economy needs now is spending, but we also have the cross-cutting pressure to prove to people who lend to us that the government has the capacity and has a plan to stabilise its debt profile.
The school bell, really more of a tone, signals the end of the day at St. Gabriel's Elementary in working-class Dublin. 26-year-old teacher Anna O'Loughlin is one of many feeling the effects of the budget's levies on public sector workers. O'Loughlin says it's become a struggle to make payments on the 3-bedroom row house she bought 2 years ago.
A year or 2 years ago, Ireland was in such a great situation. Where did the money go? Why didn't the government save? You know, people on the ground are told to save money. Did they spend every single penny they got in every year?
A lot of the money, a lot of government revenue dried up with the slumping housing market, another reason why government is reining in public sector spending. For O'Loughlin, cuts to the education budget mean her school has dropped two teachers who shared her workload. Amid all the gloom, though, former WTO chief Peter Sutherland wants the Irish to keep things in context.
I am not bullish. I am realistic. I recognise that there is a hell of a challenge facing us and facing individuals, which is very difficult. But it doesn't help not to focus on the positives.
Among them, Sutherland points out that while unemployment is climbing, there are still 80% more jobs in Ireland today than 15 years ago. And Sutherland says Ireland's drop in exports is far less than Germany, France or the United Kingdom. That's of little comfort to Anna O'Loughlin.
The morale of everybody in the country has just hit, you know, near enough to rock bottom. People are angry and people are upset and people are frustrated, and the people in the country are different.
Jamie Bergen sees a difference too, but the former high flyer thinks too many of his countrymen are complaining instead of contributing to Ireland's recovery.
The pendulum swung too far. You know, things got a little bit out of hand. We just need to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down and move on.
It seems as though some already are. When a convenience store chain invited Dubliners to apply for jobs earlier this week, hundreds of people, professionals among them, queued up for hours just to get an interview. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Dublin.